Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
August is the Sunday of summer. That's what's on the sign outside of the library right now.
That's profound.
Boy, that speaks to me. Is it just me or does it always feel like these next few weeks just fly by?
Yeah, August is usually a pretty quick month.
It's gone.
And it's been hot lately.
Yes.
It's been uncomfortably hot.
And that's probably not going to change.
For a man of size, it has been rather uncomfortable.
I get that. Yeah. But it makes me want to be very intentional about how these next few weeks are spent. So, so few of the plans that I had made at the beginning of the summer actually came to life. But I do want to share one of the things I'm committing to. We really want to attend a Gateway Grizzlies game.
Ooh.
The Grizzlies belong to the Frontier League, which is the current oldest professional independent baseball organization in the U.S. We've talked about this before. They are really fun and really affordable.
Yep.
Every Tuesday and Thursday is Military Appreciation Night, so active duty reserve, veterans, and retired military and a guest get free tickets to the game. But cool. Then Saturday, August 14th, is one of their big fireworks nights, which I know you and I have talked about.
Those are great. Nights, yeah.
It's a very good show. But it is also Scout Sleepover Night at the stadium. So there's the game at 6:45. They're playing against the Schaumburg Boomers. Did I say that right? And then after the game, they'll do the fireworks and have a marshmallow fight. But then they'll also play a movie on the Jumbotron. And then you can camp out in the outfield.
Neat.
Doesn't that sound fun?
It does.
It's open to any level of scouting and includes Boys and Girls Scouts. Tickets are between $21 and $25. They include the ball game, a limited edition Scout Night patch, pregame parade around the field, and then movie and the sleepover. And that's the Saturday before schools are set to start in O'Fallon. So I think that would be a good way to celebrate the end of summer.
Definitely.
Okay, so speaking of Gateway Grizzlies, can I brag for a minute?
Okay.
So my son's baseball team got to play a game at Grizzly Stadium recently.
That's neat.
Yeah, they were the Sisbol 10U champs, and they went 17-0 in their season, and they got to play the Swibble 10U champs. So think of it like the National League versus the American League.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got to play the game at the stadium, and it was called the Battle of Southern Illinois. And we got to play our arch rivals, the Edwardsville Elite Tigers.
Boo, Edwardsville.
And my son's team won, I think it was like 9-3 or something like that. So it was a really neat experience for the team. Got to play in a professional ball field, but it just reminded me, being at the stadium, how fun the Grizzlies games are. So we plan on going back to one or two games before school starts up in a few weeks.
That's really awesome. Congratulations to the Bombers there.
That's
a good job.
Remember a few months ago we talked about public works and how oftentimes cities don't necessarily have control over when street construction happens?
Yeah, I remember that a majority of the road work that's done is funded primarily by grant money that the city applies for, not paid specifically by local tax dollars. And that's important to consider because it means the city is frequently at the mercy of others to get work done. And so I guess grants are approved and then you have a certain amount of time in which to complete the work?
Yep, that's true.
Okay, so sometimes that means work is done at really inconvenient times.
You got it. And well, that's where we find ourselves right now. So the Illinois Department of Transportation notified the city and it's been announced that Vanita Drive is going to close this Monday, August 2nd. So Vanita Drive is the road west of the Family Sports Park and it'll close from between Taylor Road up north to Simmons Road. They are reconstructing the north and south portions of Vanita Drive with new storm sewer.
Say that 10 times fast.
Curb, gutter, and then an asphalt surface. The south half of the project received a federal grant to cover about $600,000 of construction cost, and the north half was unsuccessful in being awarded grant funds, so I think they plan on using motor fuel tax to fund that. But the work is anticipated to be completed by November 24th, weather permitting, so heads up on that. But this is definitely one of those that, like, I'm pretty sure the city didn't want to have to shut it down so quickly, but grant money came through, they were notified, contract was awarded, and then it just happened. So heads up on that.
Okay, then. So what's on the calendar for this week?
Tonight, Friday, July 30th at 7 p.m., the high school band has a community preview performance scheduled. Say that three times. If you've driven
a lot of tongue twisters,
there really has been.
One,
if you've driven by the high school Smiley campus, you've probably seen the band practicing, and I really admire their dedication. They are spending so much time outside in the heat. The Marching Panthers are previewing their 2021 field show entitled Rewriting Reality. And that is tonight at the Smiley Campus football field. So I'll go ahead and put a link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, Saturday, July 31st, is Rods and Ribs. It is a car show and barbecue competition at Gateway Classic Cars. Food will start being served around 9 a.m. And I think they're expecting at the car show between 75 and 100 classic cars and bikes.
Okay.
And then the barbecue competition is sanctioned by the St. Louis Barbecue Society, and the winner will be announced around 3 p.m. Sounds like they'll have some food trucks, they'll have some vendors, and then DJ and music. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Neat.
Offenburg Dealer Group is hosting a school supply drive to benefit Hoyleton Youth and Family Services. Now, Hoyleton is a nonprofit, and they do so much to restore families and build stronger communities through support services. And this school supply drive will help kids who are part of the Hoyleton family. And Offenburg is such a great community partner. So I love that they're getting together with Hoyleton to do this for some of those residents. And this is just another way that I know Offenburg is helping reach out to our community. So I'll put a link to the school supply Amazon wish list and a flyer in the show notes. And donations can be dropped off this weekend at Offenburg.
Okay.
And then finally, I want to mention that the City of O'Fallon maintains a community calendar on their website, and it is really easy to add your event to it. There's an online submission form, and then once it's approved, it'll appear on the calendar. I want to say one of the phone calls that we often get at the chamber office are groups who are planning an event, but they're calling us to know if we know of any major conflicts for the date that they're considering. Because, I mean, obviously they want to try to avoid scheduling something if there's another big event planned for that same time.
Definitely.
So I encourage groups to submit their events online so they can avoid potential conflicts, but also the more events that get listed, the more visitors there will be to the website. And then ultimately that's more exposure for your event or fundraiser. So I'm going to go ahead and put a link to that calendar in the show notes.
Well, I know we really appreciate that calendar because it helps those of us over at the newspaper figure out what we're going to cover
for sure
in the upcoming weeks and everything. Which, by the way, guys, for those of you who don't know, I do own the O'Fallon Weekly, the newspaper here in town. And I'm going to take this moment to advertise that I am in need of a freelance reporter. This is somebody who's going to be responsible for covering mostly events around town, going to like the events and stuff that we list off in the calendar yep. portion here, and maybe writing up some feature profile pieces on people, businesses, organizations, you know, etc., that kind of thing. All you have to do is just shoot me your resume and maybe a writing sample over to Nick, N-I-C-K, at O'Fallonweekly.com, and I'll be reaching out to people. I mean, it's a nice, easy job for somebody who maybe doesn't want like a full-time, mm-hmm. you know, thing, not necessarily some set hours, you know, something that you can kind of fit into your life. I mean, it's maybe like 3-4 articles a week at most, you know, I mean, sometimes only like one or two.
Right.
So it's not like I'm asking a whole lot. So
exactly. Yeah. Well, think about all the people who enjoy attending community events. Like, people in the community want to know that those happen.
Well, I find that the best reporter is somebody who is equal parts nosy and blabbermouth. Because they want to know everything that's going on.
You should have started with that. That's just seeking nosy blabbermouth.
Seeking nosy blabbermouth. No, it's somebody who wants to know everybody's business and get involved. Exactly. Yeah. I'm being funny about it, but you know, they want to know what's going on, and then at the same time they want to tell everybody what's going on.
Sure.
So,
well, there you go. I hope you find somebody, because what you guys do at the newspaper matters a lot. So many of the residents that I speak with have said to me, we would not know what's happening if not for the O'Fallon Weekly.
Well, I appreciate that, and I need help. So, guys, shoot me your resume, nick@O'FallonWeekly.com.
All righty. Well, there you go.
And with that, I got to get going.
Thanks,
Nick. I got stuff to do.
It sounds like it.
I know.
Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.